Listen to me, mister, you gotta understand. I got a tragic story, wanna tell it once again. Too much talking. Too much talking.
Hello, this is Karen Tallcat Conley, creator of Psychic 101, everything you ever wanted to know about the paranormal but were afraid to ask. You were just listening to Mark Stanton Welch's CD, Dance Your Spirit, song titled Too Much Talkin'. Hey, what do I mean, too much talking? This is like a talk radio show, right? Open communication and all that? Well, you'll see what I'm talking about in a minute, so hang in with me. Tonight is open mic night, so I'll be offering mini sample readings on the air. The lines get very busy, and I want to talk with as many of you as I can. So, a suggestion. Please have your question ready and pick your most important one. This way, you'll know about how my readings work and how to book a personal phone reading if you want to go further. I am a psychic medium and demystifier of woo-woo superhero. It is my knowing that everyone is psychic by design. We are forgotten gods, divine beings, wired with everything needed to make it all the way back home. Now, I'm a third-generation psychic and a regular person. I was a nurse for 20 years before I began a full-time practice as a psychic medium and a teacher. I've read for celebrities, entrepreneurs, executives, healers, other psychics, and I've assisted in finding missing persons. And anyone who has reached out to me through my website, KarenTallcat.com. Something I've noticed, great and refined observer that I am, oh yes, is that we all talk too much quite often. We talk more than we take action, without a doubt, or we take a lot of action that isn't really so useful. You know, you just gotta laugh. We humans are too funny. For example, and I swear, some clients sound just like this. I sensed a negative vibration that day, so I threw the I Ching and checked my numerology chart. I nearly had an out-of-body primal experience of astral travel, but my energy was blocked. So I did some bioenergetics and self-parenting, took flower essences, and ate an organic oat bran muffin, but my inner child wasn't feeling nurtured, so I had a rice dream frozen pie, too. The rice dream frozen pie made me hyper, so I did the relaxation response while listening to my subliminal tapes. But I was feeling depersonalized, so I did polarity work, a past life regression, and then rebirthed myself as Moonbeam Goddess. Later, I had a reading by Mother Heartlove, psychic medium. Then I got empowered and felt my inner radiance. In between my tarot card reading and my sensory deprivation tank appointment, I got some craniosacral work, which aligned me for the firewalk. But then after that, I felt what I truly needed was a meaningful relationship to mirror myself. So I went to my personal shaman and then to my guru, but they were no help. So instead I went to Intensive Whole Life Earth Rebirth Cosmic Expo Symposium Workshop, whew, to find someone who really knew what was going on. Too much BS type talking goes both ways. Some psychics sound like this. I see that your auric field has a big, large hole in it. Now, auric hole. Now, doesn't that sound like a medical condition to you? I met a woman who was told by a psychic that her aura was gone, but she added, I'm okay with it. Huh? One person was told that she had a twin, but this sibling died and was absorbed into her body, where the deceased twin exerted influence over the living sibling. Ugh, I think I read that scenario in a Stephen King novel. Ew, creepy. Then there are mediums. One of my colleagues in this work jokingly calls this the, quote, universal reading, and it goes something like this. I see a woman, yes. She was an older woman, gray hair, an older family member, the client. My grandmother died and she had gray hair. Yes, yes, it is your grandmother. She passed at an older age from a condition in this part of the body, gesturing and waving from head to legs. The illness was all in here, right along here. Do you understand? The client responds, she died from a heart attack. The universal reading medium snaps, I said it was her chest. Geez. Client, who is crying and wiping her eyes, inquires, but is she okay? Is she happy? Universal reading replies, oh my God, rolling her eyes. How many times do I have to tell people they, the dead, are all okay? Everyone is happy and okay over there. And by the way, have you seen my latest angel book? Too much talking, I'm telling you. Like Mark says in his song, my daddy left me early. I really hate my work. I wish I didn't live here. My neighbor is a jerk. Listen to me, mister. You got to understand, I got a tragic story. I want to tell it once again. I can tell you about my politics, tell you about my feelings, all the books I've read, and all my mystic healings. Yeah, we have way too many very easy ways to avoid taking right action. The truth is, beneath all the New Age philosophy, life is for us to create as we desire. It is not meant for us to give or give our power to psychics or even for us to beg and plead to God for our desires to be met. It is for us to create our desires and to gain in wisdom and experience in doing that. I help clients by calling it as I see it, even if it isn't what you might want to hear, because I respect your ability to direct your own life. So, okay, I'm going to say phone lines are open now for some mini readings. If you have questions ready, please call on the toll-free USA and Canada 888-815-9756 or direct line 530-876-3222. Now, while you're listening, you can check out my website. It's Karen Tallcat with a K Conley.com. I read without the use of tarot or photographs, so all you have to do is call 813-928-3105 or email mrtallcat@gmail if you want to schedule a telephone reading, full reading. Now, I'm real easy to talk with, so take a chance, take a risk, go for it. Call me now, call in. I'll answer your questions for you. I'll mention while we're waiting for some calls, I just want to mention that I have some upcoming classes here in the Pine Top, Arizona area. I'll be talking with the dead on June 20th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at Wings of Light. Call 928-367-4477 to purchase a ticket. Now, this one fills up fast, so reserve your space now. On June 28th, I will be offering readings for the Wolf Sanctuary Benefit at the Greenhouse. Coming up on August 2nd at Torreon Cafe, I'll be teaching how to hear and be heard by animals, both domestic and wildlife. Hands-on experience. This class is about hands-on experience that will enable you to connect intuitively with your animal. Animals are masters of intuitive communication because they haven't been trained to avoid it like we have. So learn about the wondrous inner world of animal life and nature. Once again, the phone lines are open for mini readings. If you have your question ready, please call on the toll-free USA and Canada 888-815-9756. I'm ready for calls or direct line 530-876-3222. So while we're waiting on some calls to come in, I just want to talk and touch on a little bit about what the universal laws. Universal laws are, I believe I have a call.
You do? How are you?
And to who am I speaking?
This is Lyle.
Hi, Lyle.
How are you doing?
Good. Where are you calling from, Lyle?
I'm calling from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, wonderful. And what can I do to help you tonight?
Well, a question that I have for you is, I am engaged in a lawsuit, and I want to find out if, in the end, I will win the lawsuit.
This is a civil case, isn't it, Lyle?
Yes, it is.
And does it involve workman's compensation?
No.
Okay. Here's what I see. I see that this lawsuit seems to have more than one component to it. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. It looks like there's basically it looks like two issues rather than just one issue. Yes?
That is correct.
And have you been to mediation yet?
No. They kind of pushed me into doing the lawsuit. Basically I went to court. I don't think they thought I would go, but I went ahead and went.
Okay. Here's what I want to express to you, Lyle, and you know this because you're in it. Any kind of civil case like what you're experiencing in the legal system is very depleting, and it can even be damaging as well. The stress of going through it, the imperfections of the legal system are very discouraging in civil cases. So I want to suggest to you that you look within yourself and make sure that you want to pursue this all the way to the very end. You know, I want you to understand, I'm not saying that you won't get what you're after, but it most likely will be a very difficult road. Feel okay with it if you decide to jump ship on it and let it go. That's what I want you to know. If you change your mind, it's okay. Now, as far as the outcome of the lawsuit, the vibe I get about it is that you're going to be dragged out as long as they can do it. And it's almost as though you feel outnumbered, don't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what the phrase that comes to me is that you feel outnumbered and overwhelmed as well with this whole situation. That's why I mentioned it's really okay if you decide it's too difficult to let it go. The outcome, I see that there will be an outcome for you, that you'll be there'll be something coming towards you at the end of all this as far as compensation, but it may not be in the way or the amount that you think it would be. Do you understand what I mean?
I hear you, but I'm not quite sure how that would work out. I'll just tell you, it's a tax case, and basically I'm asking the state for information because I know from the research that I did that they owe me money, but
okay.
But because they've already given a refund to somebody in the same situation as I am, mm-hmm. But when I had my hearing, they basically said, no, you don't get it, it's not... You know, you're barking up the wrong tree, but I have that information, and I've asked questions that they have to answer under oath, but that's the part that they're dragging out over and over and over again. So, you know, it's supposed to be, was supposed to be within 30 days, and the judge is giving them more time and more time. The case is supposed to be in July, and we're in June already. So, but...
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that information that I asked from them would nail it down even more because I've asked them specific questions that they have to answer under oath, or if not, then we would have to go back to court and I can make the court force them to answer the questions.
Well, that sort of confirms what I was saying about this being very long and dragged out, you feeling outnumbered and almost overwhelmed with it. And from day to day, this kind of a situation will shift and change moment to moment and day to day. It is something you can choose to ride out to the very end or not. Either way is okay. The outcome, I don't see it as being fully what you expect.
Okay.
But it is going to be something, but it seems to be in a different form or amount. The compensation might be a little different than what you're anticipating. So, you know, be aware of that.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
You have a nice evening.
Thanks, Lyle. Bye.
Bye.
So, unless I hear that there's another caller online, we'll go on and talk a little bit about, you know, that's interesting. We just got a call about legalities, and I wanted to discuss a little bit the universal laws. You know, if you heard The Secret, the movie or the book The Secret, you heard definitely, if you weren't pounded to death by it, about the law of attraction, which is one of the universal laws. It's interesting to me to know that the universal laws actually supersede legal precedent and all of man's laws. The universal laws pertain to nature, the entire universe, the cosmos, and it is where man's laws fall short, where man, I believe I have a caller.
Good evening.
Yes, who am I speaking with?
My name's Jim. I'm calling from South Florida.
Hey, Jim, I used to live in Florida.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
I sure did.
Yep. I'm just wondering what you see happening for me the rest of the year, far as maybe financial or relationship-wise.
Well, here's what I see with you, Jim. It looks like you've come, what I would describe, the phrase that comes to me is around the corner. You know, you finally made the turn. It's this year, it looks like to me, when I look at your auric field and your energetic pattern, it seems like this has been a struggle this year for you in a lot of ways, right?
Yes.
And you've sort of been anticipating and hoping and praying and, you know, and really looking forward to a change for the better. Well, I do have a wonderful vibration feeling about you, the doors opening and sunlight coming in. And possibilities, this is the phrase that comes to me, possibilities abound. This is very positive talk, very positive images that I'm seeing about the next part of the rest of this year. And around Christmas time, I see an absolute, complete turnaround, big time turnaround. You were asking specifically about employment, yes?
Yeah, just I'm not working right now, but financially or relationship-wise, if anything.
Both. Okay. Your way of earning money. Are you entrepreneurial? You have your own business?
I'm just taking time off to look for new ideas. But my goal ultimately is to work for myself and to be independent and do something on my own.
You're really onto the right area when you talk about that, because I don't know if you know this, but you have a talent for, I call, light bulb ideas, or coming up with creative ways of making money. And the wonderful part about your creativity and being able to generate money is that you look at it quite naturally, this is just you, as what's a win-win for everybody. That ability right there is key in big success with what you're about to move toward. I do see you encountering someone that looks like a type of a partner or a consultant that's going to be able to talk with you and kick the ball back and forth, has the same kind of attitude as you do about making money, win-win for everybody. I also see you doing some speaking in front of a group regarding, it looks almost like either teaching or selling your idea in a form of a presentation. And it seems to have almost a bit of a scientific twist to it, this presentation and this product or this idea that you have.
Okay.
Very much slanted toward improvement and a better way for people. It's an improvement, a tool that's better. Relationship. You're not in a relationship currently, are you?
No.
And have been out of one for a while.
Yes, divorced
right?
Almost 3 years ago.
Well, you know, Lyle, I'm sorry, not Lyle, Jim.
No.
Jim, it really is James Lyle. It really is time for you to, you know, let the possibility come toward you, because I have the feeling that when your divorce happened, you sort of shut down inside, like a lot of people do, but, you know, protective. I also feel the divorce was one where you really got pretty much shafted, yes?
No, I wouldn't say that, no. Well, maybe I would. I maybe I'm trying to forget about it. But yeah,
of course, and
yeah.
rightly so, you should. But there was a like an emotional hit that you took from it.
But
I do see someone coming to you, and it's through the most unusual means. You don't meet her through your work or your connections. It seems as though you're introduced to her through a third party in some way. And she has, she's very unique because she doesn't appear to be American. She looks as though she is maybe, from what I can see, Asian.
Okay.
And she is a wonderful being with a spiritual connection.
Okay.
She has one.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I've kind of heard this before, so everything that you said ties into what I've heard already, so it kind of reaffirms what I should be looking for.
Well, you got it going on for this year. You really do, and the only thing you have to do is stay tuned in to the fact that the energy is coming toward you in a very positive way. Embrace it, you know, think about it, feel it, remember it, and, you know, everything you can get your hands on about creating fabulous wealth and being on the frequency of fabulous wealth, get into it because you have potential for creating that. I see it on your timeline.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much. Since you used to live in Florida, do you see any hurricanes coming this summer, later in the year, or what do you see?
I don't see a good year for Florida, to be perfectly honest. I feel that Florida is, if anything, has had an extended period of allowance or, you know, a period where things let up for a while. But I really see that hurricanes coming back again and some other form of something to do from the sky, the solar system. I don't know if it's solar flares or electromagnetic pulses, but something from the sky as well as the sea in Florida. Florida is kind of a rocky place to be right now.
Yeah, I have that feeling. I think the last two summers, people are kind of letting their guard down, but I feel more activity later in the year.
Absolutely. Letting your guard down is not the time or the place if you're living in Florida.
Yes. Okay. Well, that'll just make me be prepared more. So
yes, exactly.
Good,
exactly.
Yeah.
Be prepared and be at peace, but just know that there's some, you know, some rocky events.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're right on with that. Thanks so much, and I'll keep listening.
Oh,
and,
please do, James. Thanks for calling.
Thanks so much for your help. Good night now.
Okay. Good night. Okay. Unless I hear that there's another call, I'm going to sort of just, you know, talk a little bit about this universal law idea. You know, we were talking with Lyle about his lawsuit, and sometimes we tend to think as human beings on this plane that, you know, the court system and the laws that are in place really don't work, and people get away with literally murder, et cetera. And something to know that is helpful so that we don't feel that we're outnumbered and out of control and can't do anything is that there exists, I call it the secret or the undercover laws, universal laws, that pertain to the entire cosmos, the universe, and our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual parts of us. They're all interrelated and founded on the understanding that everything in the universe is energy, including us, and that energy moves in a circular fashion. At the microscopic level, we are like a whirling mass of electrons and energy atoms spinning rapidly. In fact, everything in the world is comprised of energy, and we are intimately connected with this sea of energy, this sea of whirling electrons. So you see, we really are all one. We're connected by humanity and by the composition of what we are. And I hear that we have a caller.
Hi, tall cat.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Lynn and Bill from Florida.
Lynn and Bill from Florida. Hey.
Yes.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
I'm happy you called because I was thinking about you just before the show.
You were.
Yes, you see how amazingly psychic I am.
I believe that.
like, oh wow, man, she's really good.
Did you guys have a question?
I'd say you knew
I'd have a question.
Yeah, even that I knew. Oh, I'm doubly amazing. What is your question, Lynn?
My question is, as you know, we're planning a move from Florida to Arizona.
Yes.
And yes. my daughter lives here in Florida, and she's got three young children and a professional job and husband, and I help her quite here. So I'm real concerned about how I can talk with her about making the move and how that'll go for her, and what do you see is how I can help it to go well, how she'll do with it.
Like the best way to approach her with this?
Yes.
Well, I seem to be having an echo here, just so you guys know at the station. It's a really bad feedback, like a tunnel. You hearing it, Lynn?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Maybe they'll clear it up. I'll keep going. First of all, your daughter, as you know, this is just a confirmation, is a beautiful soul, a beautiful person. But here's how I see her energy. She seems to have a bit of a spiritual path working, but I would say that she is very much practical-minded, and I see her standing, walking a path with her, holding the hand of her children, and then they're holding each other's hands. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like she's walking along, they're all holding hands, and she's walking forward. She's very much focused, might be because of her age or just her character and makeup, very much focused on making a success of her life in the employment area, saving for the future, creating a good home for her kids, all worthy goals.
Right.
So when you approach her or talk to her about these earth changes that are coming, a little dose at a time is what I suggest.
That's
just
okay.
A little light discussion about it, not focused directly on her moving or all those scary possibilities, because the thought of she thinks it's like uprooting her whole scheme of things to move. Would you agree with that?
For us to move.
For her to move, or for you to move, either one.
It would be us moving, not, yeah.
Okay. She is going to definitely miss you, and I don't see her as having a real strong understanding about exactly why, because after all, we had the year, 2001, Y2K, and nothing happened.
Right.
Right? So a lot of people think that this is just some more gobbledygook, metaphysical, or government plan stuff. But when you look at it scientifically, which is how you want to talk to her about it, let her see that there are some scientific reasons and earth changes that are documented evidentially by learned scientists. It's not just metaphysical woo-woo. That might help her.
Okay.
Some of the people that talk about earth changes that are very down to earth and not too, way out, far outside the, bounds of rational thinking are Dr. Brooks Agnew, who's on this radio station. He's on X Squared. And also another person on this radio station, my friend James Gilliland, who's on, owns a CD, Enlightened Contact with Extraterrestrials. He also has great knowledge about the solar system and the cosmos and the changes that are coming. So does that help you?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Just take it a little step at a time with her. Gradually, gently, let her know. As your plans advance, let her know so she feels informed. And it's going to be okay. You're still connected, as you know and she knows.
Okay, yeah, I like that, just a little at a time. But I know
Little at a time, and more the scientific side of it from, good sources instead of things that are a little bit too hard to grasp and too scary and all that stuff.
Okay.
Okay?
Great. Okay.
I'm so glad you called, and I'm so happy you're listening.
It's fun. It's great.
Yes, thank you. Give Bill a hug for me.
Okay, I will.
All righty.
Thanks, dear.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're back. The phone lines are still open if you'd like to call in and talk with me. I'm real easy to talk to. If you've been listening, you can see that is true. USA and Canada number, 888-815-9756. Direct line, 530-876-3222. So, these universal laws, the reason I bring these up is because of the fact that when we operate in accordance with these laws, and they're very simple, they're not really deep or weird or far out, when we incorporate these in our decisions, in our life choices, things flow so much more smoothly. And it's not just the law of attraction and the secret. There's 12 of them. Surprise, surprise, there's 12 universal laws. These have been around since the beginning of time, as far as I know. And it talks about how our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions are all form of energy, just like we are. So what we think, feel, and say, and do in each moment comes back around to us to create our reality. So energies moving in a circle, and so what goes around comes around. These combined thoughts, feelings, words, and actions of everyone on the planet creates our collective consciousness. It creates literally the world we see before us. The exciting news is that because of our thoughts, feelings, words, and action create the world around us, we have the power to create a world of peace, harmony, and abundance. And in order to do this, it is essential that we learn to control our thoughts and emotions, and understanding the universal laws will help us to do this. So here's the deal. I'm going to just run through these laws really quick, and if a call comes in, we'll pause for a minute, and I'll take the call. And you can find these universal laws if you just Google it on, you know, Google on the net. They're powerful. I really suggest you explore it. The first one is the law of divine oneness, which helps us to understand that we live in a world where everything's connected, like we were talking about, and our thoughts and beliefs affect others and the universe around us. The law of vibration, which is the everything in the universe moves, vibrates, and travels in circular patterns, always a circle. The same principles of vibration in the physical world apply to our thoughts, feelings, desires, and wills in the etheric world. So interesting, isn't it? What we think, feel, and desire, and it goes farther than this plane. Like each sound, each thing, even thought, has its own vibrational frequency unique unto itself. Everything, inanimate objects, atoms, electrons, us, animals, people, plants, everything. And there's a law of action, which I was talking about, too much talking and not enough action. So appropriately enough, here you go, the law of action. The law of action must be applied in order for us to, like, manifest things on Earth. That's why it's important we don't have, you know, just too much talking. Communication is a wonderful tool. Awesome. I don't mean not to use it. But it must be balanced equally with the law of action, which is how we manifest the things we desire on Earth. So therefore, we must engage in actions that support our thoughts, dreams, emotions, and words. So the law of correspondence, which is another law, it's about principles, or like the laws of physics that explain the physical world, energy, light, vibration, motion. All of these have corresponding principles in the etheric universe, as above, so below. You've probably heard that before, as above, so below. The law of cause and effect is states that, like, nothing, absolutely nothing. This is hard to wrap your brain around if you really think about it, but it is absolute, fundamental, pure truth that nothing happens by chance or outside these universal laws. In other words, every action has a reaction or consequence, and we reap what we have sown. So those people that look like they're, you know, getting away, not meeting a consequence here on this plane, oh, yes, they are, absolutely. So no need to harbor mixed up feelings about that. It's very freeing, very liberating, these laws are. Oh my, I love them. And compensation is the law of cause and effect. Compensation is the law of cause and effect applied to blessings and abundance that are provided for us. The visible effects of our deeds are given to us in gifts, money, inheritance, as friendship and blessing. So, you know, when you think about those aspects, too, of blessings, money, inheritance, friendship, etc., it's also important to know that the natural law of the universe is abundance. There's no scarcity in the universe. We create that with our minds. We sort of think like this, like, you know, abundance flows like a river through the world or through our earth, and that the people that are at the beginning of the river, they tend to get more of the blessings from the river and they grab it all up. And if you're farther down the line of the river, you might not get as many. But it's not so. The nature of the universe is total and complete abundance. And when we learn how to access that, the world is our oyster. And believe me, I'm still working on it. Sometimes I hit it, sometimes I miss it. But hey, if you know it, you can use it. So the law of attraction, the secret made this so famous, but it demonstrates how we create the things, events, and people that come into our lives. Future and current. Our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions produce energies which in turn attract like energies. So what you're thinking right now, moment to moment, literally matters because it attracts like energies. Negative energies attract negative and positive, positive. So the law also of perpetual transmutation of energy sounds very highfalutin, doesn't it? But this law states that all persons have within them the power to change the condition of their lives. I mean, like, wow, think about that. We all have the power to change the conditions in our lives. And, you know, that's why I say you don't really need me as a psychic. You don't need to give your power to me or any other psychic because you are divinely created. And you do have the power to change the condition in your lives. I'm a consultant and an interval teacher, but the power should stay within you. These higher vibrations consume and transform lower ones. So this means that each of us can change the energies in our lives by understanding the universal laws and applying these principles in such a way as to affect change. So changing the energies in our lives by simply understanding universal laws. I hear we have a caller.
Yes, hi.
Who am I talking with?
This is Gail in Ojai, California.
Oh, hi, Gail.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Well, I'm taking care of my mother. She's 82. She has memory loss or slight dementia, and she doesn't want to leave her home, which she's living in by herself. And I'm just so torn as to what to do with her. I don't know if she's safe. I don't know if I should have her move in with me, which she doesn't want to do. And I just don't know what to do.
Well, let me say this. This is what I see about your mother's energy field. And her energy is very sweet.
Okay.
You know, her natural personality is a nice one, yes?
Yes, very giving.
Mm-hmm. And so I see she's lived a good life, and what I see, the words that come to me is she has accumulated many blessings, and these blessings have served her through her life, but also in her future relocation when she steps out of the body.
Okay.
Now her, as far as the question about is she safe,
yes.
I feel that she, if she isn't already unsafe, she's rapidly advancing toward it, but doesn't want to admit it, and she isn't really totally aware of it either.
Okay. That's
so,
advancing towards safety or advancing towards unsafety?
Unsafety.
Unsafety, okay.
Yes, she is not stable in her condition. It is
right.
Deteriorating.
Yes.
Very, very gradually.
Yes.
And I suggest that because of this, It could accelerate. You know, the process of this varies from person to person, but I see the potential in her life for this to suddenly become quite, you know, overpowering to her.
Okay.
So my suggestion is begin now. You don't have to go crazy and rush around and get nervous about it.
Okay.
But do begin researching facilities and looking at what it would be like if she lived with you. I don't really feel like that's the best option, frankly.
Oh, you don't. You don't think that's the best option?
No, because it could become overwhelming pretty quickly.
Okay.
Do you understand what I mean?
She would be not really that functional, I guess is what you're saying.
Yes, that's what I mean. Your intention is beautiful.
Okay.
But she's going to need professional care fairly quickly.
Okay.
So
this summer?
This summer or fall.
This summer or fall.
So begin research now.
Okay.
Learning everything you can about her condition, which you've already done, I can see that. Okay. And also about locations that would be in the right setting for her and where you can visit her.
Okay.
And that is affordable. And also look into things not ahead of time. I'm not saying anything's
right.
going to happen tomorrow. Look into all the paperwork involving wills and, declaration of life. I can't think of the term for it right now, but the papers you sign as to how far you want your life extended, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Now, while she can communicate a little bit with you.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
You're a beautiful soul for loving her the way you do. You have a great connection, and she's going to step into a beautiful location when she goes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okie dokie. We're back again, and until I hear another call on the line, which go ahead and call if you wish to have me talk with you, because we're coming up on the last quarter hour on the hot radio circle. So we talked about the law of attraction, and that's been pounded to death pretty good by The Secret. God bless them. I'm happy they're successful, but it isn't the only universal law. We talked about the perpetual transmutation of energy. And this, the old Einstein thing, the law of relativity, remember that? This law states that each person will receive a series of problems, tests of initiation, for the purpose of strengthening the light within. This is good. We must consider each of these tests to be a challenge and remain connected to our hearts when proceeding to solve the problems. This law also teaches us to compare our problems to other problems and put everything into its proper perspective. This is huge. When I use this, I have to tell you, I clear things up in my life like bim, boom, bang. It's really workable and easy. Now, no matter how bad we perceive our situation to be, and sometimes it really sucks. It just sucks. There is always someone who is in worse condition. It's all relative is basically the point of the law. But the important part of that is that everyone, without exception, receives a series of problems on this plane in this life with purposeful good to strengthen the light within you and to progress and advance your soul. So it's not that anything's wrong. You're not doing anything wrong. Sometimes you're just in a period of testing and initiation. So deal with it creatively and see what happens. Then there's a law of polarity, which says that everything's on a continuum and has an opposite. Think about that. Interesting. We can suppress and transform undesirable thoughts by concentrating on the opposite pole. This is a law of mental vibrations. This one is really big. I use this, and Abraham Hicks calls it pivoting. And it can absolutely change and lift your energy really, really quickly. I'm going to take an opportunity one more time here to mention my website to you so I don't forget it, because I get going and I forget about it. If you want to know a little bit more about me, if you want to see about news and events and where I'll be appearing, or if you just want to find good resources, or you want to have a personal reading with me, go to Karen, Tall Cat with a K, Conley. com. That's Karen Tallcat with a K, Conley.com. So, and there's the universal law of rhythm, which says that everything vibrates and moves to certain rhythms. They establish seasons, cycles, stages of development, and patterns. So each cycle reflects the regularity of God's universe. Now, masters know how to rise above negative parts of a cycle by never get, listen to this is a good one. Masters know how to rise above negative parts of a cycle by never getting too excited or allowing negative things to penetrate their consciousness. So I'm in training for this right now, and it's a biggie. The law of gender, isn't that interesting? This universal law states that everything has its masculine yang and feminine yin principle, and that these are the basis for all creation. This spiritual initiate must balance the masculine and feminine energies within herself or himself to become a master. and a true co-creator with God. Now, get that phrase, co-creator with God. I mean, that is why so much of the New Age philosophy and the psychic workers, various people that are either in a process of learning or have not tapped into the universal laws or maybe haven't explored their own inner stuff enough, this is the reason they allow others to give their power to them. They're not tapped into, aware of, or are ignoring the fact that we are all meant to be co-creators with God. We're not, it's not for us to pray and beg and sacrifice and continuously beseech the universal intelligence for our desires. That's why we miss it a lot. It is for us to create it ourselves using these laws of attraction, rhythm, polarity, divine oneness, vibration, attraction, compensation, correspondence, relativity. We are meant to dig in and get powerful and design our lives by intent and through practice. In this way, our lives are much fuller, much happier, much more exciting. And I have to tell you, there's nothing like the feeling of mastering a situation, your own emotions, your own body, your own difficulties, your limitations, your prejudices, your mixed up, outdated beliefs, to master those and step out of those is incredible. Do I have a caller?
Yeah. Hi, Karen. This is Veronica.
Hey, Veronica. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pasadena, California.
What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I wanted to know, I know you're short in time, just a general reading or anything, if you see anything for me, like with relationships.
Okay, so let's focus in on the question of surrounding relationships.
Okay.
Okay? You seem to have no trouble whatsoever finding relationships and enjoying them, but I don't see that you've actually found anything that produced the total satisfaction and longevity you're after, right?
Right.
You really have a great energy and a good personality, and you really attract people to your energetic field real easily. But you wonder, what the heck is the missing piece?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So I see that you're not in a relationship now, right?
Well, I'm not in a relationship. I'm kind of dating my ex-boyfriend, but not too serious.
Okay. You know, it's cool that you're seeing him, but I have to tell you, for what it's worth, and run it past your own inner knowing, I don't see that progressing to anything more than a friendly relationship. So, you know, don't go ahead and enjoy that for what it is, but I suggest that you look into this question that you have deeply as to, you know, why have I not been able to, it's not that there's anything wrong with you and you attract great energies, but there's something going on that you don't really follow through on connecting with that person. It's a hesitancy, as I see it, within you to really make a full commitment, which is okay if you're in touch with that and it's your time to explore and have fun. But if you want the commitment, you must get clear and align yourself with that vibration for it to happen.
Okay. Any
okay?
Suggestions?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any suggestions?
Yes. Get down deep within yourself. A way to do it is through journaling, writing down your thoughts, and write about your past relationships. And then make a list of intentions of what you really want in your dream relationship. It's not a kind of an elimination list, like if the person doesn't fit these qualities, then they're not the right one. But it is an exercise to get you connected with the alignment of what you truly want. Once you're in alignment with that and you're focused on creating it, it will come.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Okay. It looks like we're coming up close to the end of the program. So I'm so happy that I had callers. And I so enjoy hearing people's voices and talking to you on the phone. As you know, I don't use any tarot cards. I don't need a photograph. I don't need your birth date. And I don't need anything except your voice to tap into your auric field. And of course, when I do readings on the telephone, they are more lengthy and in depth. We can't really go into too much because we're on air, you know. So I want to let you know that if you're in the Pine Top, Arizona area anytime soon, you can hear me on 101.7 FM with the Chris Stevens Afternoon Show. That is a fun show. Chris is a hoot. Oh, my God, we have a good time. So if you're in the area, tune in your radio between the 5 and 6 hour to hear me with Chris Stevens on 101.7 FM, the Afternoon Show. So that's all for now. You'll find me here on Station 1 every second and fourth Monday at 6 o'clock PDT. You can listen to show archives or schedule a phone reading on KarenTallCat.com. I appreciate your interest and your presence. Stay tuned next week for Galexis, who is a wonderful show. We share at the time spot of 6 p.m. PDT on Monday nights. She channels the collective energy of Galexis, and she's just a delight. So check Galexis out. Stay tuned in for both of us. We make a great package. So, once again, I appreciate your interest and your presence. Stay tuned for amazing guests, lively discussion on Psychic 101 on Station 1. It's no-nonsense wisdom, refreshingly real radio. Bye now.
Tell you about my feelings, all the books I read.